Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Hundreds of residents of Arlington stood safe distances apart and dotted Massachusetts Avenue this morning to honor an Air Force veteran from that community. Former Staff Sergeant Mary Foley died Saturday after she spent a few weeks in hospice. She was 93 years old.
Pandemic or not, someone who has served the country should get the respect and the honor that they deserve. And the military can't do it right now, so the rest of us need to. Barbara Tosti, and I'm from Arlington.
The turnout was far greater than I ever expected. Everybody that I talked to said, oh my God, she would absolutely love this. Jeff Chunglo, Director of Veteran Services for the town of Arlington. It was a fitting tribute. Mary had been selected to be our Grand Marshal for the Arlington Patriots Day Parade, which would have been April 19th. You know, unfortunately, you know, turn of events this year led to the cancellation of the parade, but at least we were able to honor Mary.
My name is Tim Reardon. I'm from Malden, Mass., and I play with the Boston Irish Pipes and Drums. I'm a lieutenant of the Malden Fire Department. I've been with the Honor Guard for a good 15 years to 17 years. This is oddly strange. Full military honors at the gravesite mean so much to the family, especially somebody who's done so much time in the military. I felt we should have done something for Mary, and so we stepped up and did what we do.
She just had a passion for serving in the Air Force. You know, people coming together to support our troops and the military, but her being a part of it. She would have definitely loved that.
Mary Foley was laid to rest today wearing an Air Force uniform, as she had requested. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney produced our story.